You went out on a first date.
Everything went well. We had a little kiss. It was great.
And you're still waiting for the second.
Why is he not texting?
Marco and Krista.
Come on, just text. Text. Come on. We had a good time. You know you want to text me.
It's second date update.
93.1 Jams, it's Marco and Krista. We're doing second date update. You've been out on a first date. Everything seemed like it went fantastic, but for whatever reason, you're not getting a call back, and you want to know what's happening. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's going on with Molly. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
So you went out with this dude. How did you meet him?
We actually met at a friend's art opening.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
A little high class. A little highfalutin. Mm-hmm. All right. So you guys both like art. You met there, and then you started talking, and then you guys set up a date.
Yeah. And then we met up to go have some dinner and grab a drink, and we had a fantastic time, really good conversation. We actually had a ton in common. We both were really into TV shows, which might sound weird, but so we talked a lot about that. I kind of like to binge watch TV, Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, Jessica Jones, House of Cards.
Do you ever leave the house, Molly?
No, I totally do. I work nights, though, so like I can binge watch during the day. This is sort of relaxed.
Okay, so did you give him a kiss? Did you say, hey, I'll talk to you later?
Yeah, we did. We did kiss. It was nothing like crazy, you know, but it was like a nice, sweet kiss. And we said we'd meet, like, to hang out again. But I haven't heard a word. Mary, a word.
Whatever. That's a bummer. I'm sorry, honey.
I know.
You're like, come on, call, text, do something.
Totally. Yeah. And I did text him, too. I texted him, was like, hey, just, you know, thinking of you, want to hang out or whatever. Nothing.
Is there anything you can think of, Molly, when you think back to your date that might have put DeSouce off or maybe made him hesitant for any reason?
I don't think so.
Well, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to get to the bottom of what's going on exactly here with Second Date Update. Don't say anything. We're going to call DeSouce right now. We're going to see if we can get him on the phone here and see what happened, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this DeSouce?
Yeah, it is.
DeSouce, how you doing, buddy? It's Marco and Krista. We're on 93.1 Jams, little radio station.
Oh, my
station.
God. Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What's up, man? Hey, we're in the middle of a second date update. You remember
Oh, no, he already knows.
You already remember going out with Molly?
Yeah.
Molly, the
She's
art gallery
cute.
Girl?
Sure, from the art gallery. She's been texting a bit relentlessly, so that's why I'm assuming this call came.
We heard just one time.
Okay.
Yeah, so so you went out with her. What's going on? Is she? I mean, because getting back in touch with you shouldn't be that big of a problem.
No, it was fine. Like, yeah, everything was going like really cool, and then she didn't stop talking. It was this. We get on this kick about TV shows, and I'm like, and she mentions, you know, Jessica Jones. I was like, oh God, I love Jessica Jones and Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, like all the shows that we should be into, you know?
The
next thing you know, she's just telling me everything about the shows that I haven't even seen yet.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, how do you do this? She's like into the whole binge watching situation, and I'm cool with that and all. But, like, I'm still on season 2 of Game of Thrones, and I realize it's like, what now? I'm still, like, on season 3 of Breaking Bad. I want to do it in piecemeal. I want to sit back and enjoy it like a fine wine, absorb every aspect of the show. And I don't know what she told you, but I don't know what she does with her days. But the fact that she can sit around and watch all of Jessica Jones in one day, that's like 13 hours of television. And the problem was, like, she couldn't tell that she was spoiling it for me. And I didn't have the heart to tell her that, like, she's basically ruined my life in the span of one day.
In her defense, though, you never really said, hey, I haven't watched it yet. And maybe she just thought that you guys were sharing your favorite parts of of the TV shows, and she didn't really realize that you haven't seen any of those.
Valid point, but the reason she didn't is because she didn't stop talking. wait a minute. Wait, I didn't get the end, so then I just sort of had to sit back and let her keep talking.
Well, I do have to tell you, Molly's actually hanging out with us on the phone here.
What?
Yeah, she... She's here. She's in the party with us. So, Molly, I guess you're accidentally ruining D'Souza's TV watching ability with you know, telling him all the spoilers without knowing.
No, I mean, I think I actually went a little bit farther. Kind of ruined my life. Like, it's, you know, not wow. just ruined TV. Like, it's cool that she, you know, is able to sort of unwind and watch 10 hours. But, like, there's more to life. And if you just have, like, 1 hour, one episode at a time, you can sit back and it's a little... I don't know. It gets just a little more delicious. Now I don't know what I need to do with the rest of my life.
Oh, man, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I had no clue that you hadn't seen that, and I think it's a little extreme to say that I ruined your life and that I was texting relentlessly. That's kind of not accurate. But I am super sorry. That is a bummer, and I was just nervous and excited, and so I was running my mouth a little bit about the shows that I like. Also, nothing wrong with binge-watching the shows, thank you very much. I have plenty of other things going on in my life. I just like to unwind that way. I don't think that needs, like, a big old judgment.
Those are all fair points. So, I mean, she just sounded, she was maybe a little nervous, D'Souza, and she wanted to make the date go well, and that's something that she could fall back on and have a lot to talk about. I mean, at least you didn't sit there and just look at each other during the date. I mean, you had something to talk about, at least.
That's true. That's true.
So, if you would like D'Souza to go back out with Molly, now that you know everything, you kind of know her background, and she's kind of heard you say what you didn't really love about the date, I'll take care of everything. We'll put you out in Madison somewhere, take care of the entire date, everything all included, so you guys can just sit down and relax. Yeah. You don't have to worry about anything. But if you'd like to go try it again, D'Souza, we'll set you up.
You know something? I would be totally down for it if maybe we could talk about movies this time.
Not TV shows. All right, Molly, would you be down for that, or have you had enough?
Yeah. I don't think so, but I think no.
Oh, she's sorry, done. Dude. She's done. Next.
Oh.
Yeah, that's next. Kind of rude.
She's changing the channel.
All right, yeah, she's done. Oh. Done with this TV channel.
This didn't play out the way I thought it was going to play out. All right.
Yeah, no hard feelings or anything, though. It's all good. I'm sorry I ruined the shows for you.
And there's a couple new Netflix shows coming on soon, so have the time
of your
life.
I'll be sure to text you.
Yeah, make sure.
Change that number.